In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Guys, we have made it to week one of the college football season. We had a little bit of an appetizer on Saturday with five games during week zero, but today, or this week, I should say, we get everybody in action. We're going to continue our Big 12 previews. Two more teams to look at. Arizona State, the defending Big 12 champs today, and then we'll look at Utah tomorrow. We're also going to look at SEC futures. We're going to go through all the Power Four conferences once more. I'll tell you guys all the bets that I like in the SEC this season. It is a Monday. We'll look at the games that I would bet right now in college football, four games that I like currently at their week one lines. And then our final NFL preview, we're looking at the Buffalo Bills today to wrap up all the NFL teams that we're looking at. We'll give out our best bets of the day. You guys can listen to the show, chime into the show, as always, at the BetMGM Network, on Twitch, on YouTube. Anything that you guys have on your mind, any best bets, certainly anything in college football and on ASU, let us know and hit us up at the BetMGM Network. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Monday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Anthony Totri joins us. Give Anthony a follow on X at Anthony_Totri, Arizona State Sun Devil beat reporter and host of Phoenix Sun Devils as well. Anthony, great having you on the show, man. And ASU last year, one of the best stories in college football. They were picked in the preseason to finish last in the Big 12. And as we know, they end up winning the conference, going to the college football playoff. They bring a lot of those guys back, a lot of returning production. Obviously, they're missing the heart and soul Scataboo, the running back. But just looking at this team, Anthony, on paper, you think Arizona State might be better this year than they were last season?
But yeah, absolutely, right? Everybody wants to talk about Cam Scataboo moving on from college football to the New York Giants. But I do honestly think that this team, if not better, be equal to what they were a season ago. And I think Kenny Dillingham would probably double down and tell you that this team is better. And a lot of that has to do with the competitive depth, not just with the starters, but the two deep and the three deep. You look at where this team is right now at wide receiver specifically, it is a much deeper room than it was a year ago. We know about the prowess and the talent of Jordan Tyson, probably a top three wide receiver in college football, but they went to the portal and they got some dudes. They got Fresno State transfer wide receiver Jalen Moss, who's coming off that, I believe, 10 touchdowns in his combined last 2 years with the Bulldogs. And then they went to Bama. They got themselves a speedster, Jaron Hamilton, also a wideout, nicknamed Turbo, and he's been showcasing that just about every single practice. Not to mention, you return Malik McClain. Then you look at the running back room, kind of the same thing. A lot deeper. Do they have a Cam Scataboo on the roster in the running back room? Probably not, but they got three very, very serviceable guys in Tyson Brown, Malik Brown, and Kanye Udoh.
You think Leavitt has a legit shot to win the Heisman this year, Anthony? I mean, you bring up the wide receiver room and all those guys coming back. He's going to have one of the best receivers, if not the best, in the Big 12 in Jordan Tyson. You think there's a legit shot that if ASU has another season like they did last year, Leavitt could find himself in New York?
I think that's definitely a possibility, but it really does hinge on what you finished up saying right there, right? Is if ASU has a season like they did a year ago, then maybe Sam Levitt's in that conversation. Certainly Arizona State has to win this conference if Sam Levitt is going to get that kind of love. You saw it last year. Yes, Travis Hunter won it, but ultimately probably only because he was somebody playing offense and defense, right? A team that doesn't make the conference championship at a premier position like quarterback, it's going to be a tough sell to actually make it as a Heisman finalist. But I do. I think Sam Levitt certainly has that capability. I think something that you're going to see a lot more this year than you did last year was his ability to use his legs. He saw it at times for the Sun Devils in 2024, but they had Cam Scadaboo. They don't have him now. I think Sam Levitt's probably the fourth running back, is like we call him on the show, for the Sun Devils here in 2025.
Yeah, that offense is going to be really good again, but the defense should be really solid again this year as well. They have a lot of guys coming back on that side of the ball. Which unit on ASU's defense this year, Anthony, do you think is going to be the most solid?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'm going to have to go with the secondary. I think this is a secondary that is returning just about everybody in terms of starters. I mean, the defense in general is returning 10 of 11 starters, minus their nickel corner from a year ago and Shamari Simmons, who's just out of eligibility. But that secondary is going to feature Keith Abney, Javon Robinson, the two starting corners from a year ago. You look on the back end, Miles Rouser, Xavier Alford, probably the best safety duo by my estimation in this conference. And then there's some really solid depth around there, trying to replace that starting nickel corner spot with either Montana Warren, who was a part of Kenny Dillingham's first recruiting class here, or Kendrick Breedlove, Purdue transfer. You look outside of that, Rodney Bimage, also another guy who had committed to ASU. He's in the secondary rotation. Nylon Green, that should ring some bells, a former five-star who was previously at Georgia, then Purdue, and now in Tempe at Arizona State. So the secondary, they got some dudes, man, but specifically when it comes to those starters, it's a scary four.
We're talking Arizona State with Anthony Totri here on Send It In. Give Anthony a follow on X at @Anthony_Totri. For a team that has so much coming back, Anthony, and again, you know, you do lose Scadaboo with the quarterback, the running back, or the wide receiver, I should say. You mentioned all the guys on defense coming back. They still are co-favorites to win this league in the Big 12. So entering the season, what do you think is the biggest question mark you have about this Arizona State team?
Yeah, it's something that we've been talking about really over the last couple of weeks. And that big question is, what does the center position look like? Because everyone's talking about the loss of Cam Scadaboo in the backfield, maybe the loss of Shamari Simmons at nickel on defense, but nobody's really talking about the loss of starting center Lee Fautanu, who has been the starting center for Arizona State the last couple of seasons, also somebody that didn't have any eligibility left. So Arizona State opting to kick their premier left guard from last season, Ben Coleman, kick him inside to center. There's been some competition the last couple of weeks of whether or not it was going to be Ben Coleman starting at center or if it was going to be Wade Helton, a redshirt freshman Iowa State transfer. Dilley did announce on Saturday officially that Ben Coleman will be the starting center for Arizona State. So I think that's probably the biggest question I have is this offensive line as efficient and as connected as it was just last season?
ASU's got a tough schedule, one of the tougher ones I've seen in the Big 12 this season. Road trips to Waco, Salt Lake City, Ames. They got to take on Iowa State, Utah, and Baylor. Also home games against TCU and Texas Tech. When you look at the schedule, Anthony, when you kind of dissect all the different games, which one stood out to you as the game that you think might be the most important this year or the toughest one for ASU to potentially win?
Yeah, I think honestly two different answers there. If we're talking probably the most important game for ASU in 2025, I don't know how you can look past that Iowa State matchup in November in Ames. This is obviously a game that Rocco Beck and company want get back for that Big 12 championship beatdown just last December. You saw what Iowa State did, getting a big ranked win in week zero to open up the season. So it's tough to look past that game for me. I know there's going to be a lot of folks that say maybe that Texas Tech game with all the hype. But I think for me, maybe the most challenging game or the game that I am maybe like bite my nails a little bit if I'm an Arizona State fan, that's got to be the Utah game. It's always a tough, tough place to play when you're on the road at Utah. Kyle Whittingham, despite a really down year for the Utes last year, is one of the best coaches in college football by my estimation. Just a historic coach, and he always knows how to build a winner. Going to be a tough team to play in mid-October.
You look at Arizona State's win total this season at BetMGM, 8.5. So they're expecting either like 8-4, 9-3 season out of Arizona State. What would be your prediction for the Sun Devils record this season?
Yeah, we actually just did our season predictions on Friday, and I've got Arizona State hitting the over. I've got this team at 10-2 in the regular season. A couple of games that you could maybe argue back and forth. I know there's going to be a lot of folks interested in that Baylor game early in the year. TCU's a fun wild card. You bring up Texas Tech. Who knows? Maybe Colorado puts it together. Iowa State. At the end of the day, this defense is one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the Big 12. They're going to show that through the first 3 weeks of the season, I think. And then Sam Levitt and Jordan Tyson are potentially the best quarterback wide receiver duo in the country, not just the Big 12. I think by the time you get to conference play, this team is going to be really, really firing on all cylinders. And yeah, there are a couple of games that I think throughout the year that this team probably ends up losing out on. But at the end of the day, it would be a pretty disappointing season if this team lost more than 3 or 4 games.
If you were to look at ASU this season, Anthony, would you rather place a wager on them to win the Big 12 again or make the college football playoff? Because again, with that schedule, maybe they lose some tiebreakers. They don't go to Dallas, but if they finish the season, let's say 10-2, still might find themselves in the playoff. You think better chance this year? Would you rather take the playoff bet or for them to win the conference?
Ooh, I'm going to have to take probably winning the conference here. I think we saw it in week 0 between Kansas State and Iowa State. There are still a lot of teams in this conference that, yes, they are talented. Yes, they're top 25 teams, but they got some things to work out, right? We saw arguably 2 of the best 3 teams in this conference just this past Saturday. Kansas State looked really out of sync offensively. Iowa State was getting bullied in the trenches early on in that game. Still not a lot of answers at wide receiver after losing their 2,000-yard guys a year ago. I think Arizona State is the cream of the crop in this conference. So if I had to put money on it, either the CFP or winning the Big 12, Arizona State going back-to-back for the first time since the Sooners did it some time ago.
Love it. And then before we let you go, I've been asking this to all the Big 12 guests that we've had on because, I mean, the odds for all these teams to win the league is so jumbled towards the top. Who is the team that worries you the most in the Big 12 for Arizona State?
Who worries me the most is an interesting way to phrase that question. I would say probably Iowa State. This is a team that, again, despite some of the issues we saw over the weekend, Rocco Becht is one of the best quarterbacks in this conference, one of the most experienced quarterbacks in this conference. And he has the pleasure of, you know, his coach being the same as it's been the last several years, one of the best coaches in Matt Campbell that the Big 12 has seen. He's got that program just churning out talent. So I would say if there's anybody to worry about, it's probably the Iowa State Cyclones.
There you go. Anthony Totri, give him a follow on X at @Anthony_Totri, Arizona State Sun Devils beat reporter, host of Phoenix Sun Devils as well. Anthony, appreciate the time, man. Have an awesome season. Hope to talk again soon.
Likewise, you as well, man.
All right, great stuff there. Anthony Totri joining us to talk some Sun Devils on Send It In. Let's continue talking ASU here on Send It In as we look at the Sun Devils' schedule for the upcoming season. As I was talking about with Anthony, very difficult for ASU this season. You have the road games at Iowa State, at Utah, and at Baylor. All three of those teams towards the top of the odds board in the Big 12. So going to be massive, massive games. Also have a road trip to Starkville to take on Mississippi State in week 2. So Bulldogs are probably going to be the worst team in the SEC again, but having to travel just about across the country, playing an SEC team on the road, that could be a little bit of a tricky spot as well. And then you have those home games against Texas Tech and TCU. So the way that Iowa State's schedule kind of works out is they have stretches in their season, kind of back-to-back games. It could be tough, right? At Baylor, home against TCU. At Utah, home against Texas Tech. And then at Iowa State, right before that bye week, going to be crucial. And then at Colorado, and then hosting Arizona, as always, to end the season as those two teams battle it out during rivalry week. One of the tougher schedules that we've seen previewing all these Big 12 teams is Arizona State. Big reason why their win total is at 8.5. Personally, I think for the Sun Devils, they are priced appropriately across the board. I think 8.5 is a great win total for them. I also think for them to win the Big 12 at plus 550, I kind of think you could argue that Arizona State probably should be the favorites in this conference. So maybe you could argue there still is some value on Arizona State. But again, this team won it last year. Yes, they lost their best player in Scadaboo, and he's going to be tough to replace. But getting Udo, the running back out of Army, he's really solid. I think they probably have the best quarterback in the conference in Sam Levitt. They probably have the best receiver in the conference in Jordan Tyson. I think we can all agree Kenny Dillingham is a rising star in the coaching landscape. And then their defense, they return a lot of production as well on that side of the ball. So they do lose the center, as Anthony mentioned. That's going to be big, and they do lose Scadaboo. Because Scadaboo was one of the best players in college football last season, and he kind of took the world by storm, especially that performance against Texas in the college football playoff. I don't think we're kind of discounting the Sun Devils a little bit. It's a lot like Boise State this year, where Boise loses Genty, but they have a lot of their team coming back. The difference is that Boise's minus 160 to win the Mountain West, and Arizona State is plus 550. I know we had Chase Kitty on last week. He knows the Big 12 as well as anybody. Arizona State was his pick to win the league. But the one thing we know about the Big 12 is that expect the unexpected. Arizona State last year was picked last to finish was picked last in the preseason in the Big 12, and they end up winning the Big 12. So it's tough to go back-to-back. The last 5 years in this conference, we've had five different winners. I tend to think we're going to have a different winner. You guys know I like Baylor to win the Big 12, but Arizona State's going to be good. It's going to be an 8-win team or a 9-win team. You know, a lot of times when you have a team like Arizona State that everybody thought was going to be so bad last year, they end up winning the league, and they bring all these guys back. When that tends to happen, I lean towards fading that team the next year, right? Because everybody who missed out on Arizona State now wants to jump on the bandwagon. I do think Dillingham's a real deal. I think he's got a really good quarterback in Sam Levitt, but that schedule is not easy. And Arizona State's going to be getting everybody's best shot this year when they play. So I'm staying away from ASU all in all. The question I did ask Anthony, would you rather bet the Sun Devils to win the Big 12 or to make the college football playoff? I'd actually bet them to make the CFP at plus 400 because I do think they are one of the teams that if they don't win the Big 12 championship or even make it to the Big 12 title game, they could still get in with a 10-2 record because of all the quality opponents that they have to play, because they do play an SEC team out of conference. Even though it's Mississippi State, they're willing to challenge themselves, go to Starkville, play against an SEC team. And then again, if they go 10-2, I mean, they're going to beat three of those five opponents on their schedule, three really good teams. So there is a chance that maybe they could get in if they don't win the Big 12. I would maybe more so look at that. I just think it's going to be too hard for Arizona State to go back-to-back. But Sun Devils should be really good again in the year 2025. All right, let's talk the Buffalo Bills now here on Send It In, the last NFL team that we have to preview before the season gets going. And there is a reason that we saved the Buffalo Bills for last, and that is because I think the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl this season. I think it's Buffalo's year. Finally, after all the heartbreak, all the close calls, not being able to get past Kansas City, I think they finally do all those things this year. We all know they have the quarterback to do it, and Josh Allen, who just won the MVP last year. I like some of the moves that they made in the offseason, getting Joey Bosa from the Chargers on that defensive line, bringing back Tre'Davious White to help out their secondary. Even though he's not the player that he once was, I still think he can help out in that secondary. The Bills are still going to have a really good offensive line. They paid James Cook. They brought in Josh Palmer to help out in the wide receiver room to go along with Shakir and Cam Coleman, who I expect to step up in year two there in Buffalo. But the reason I really like the Bills is their schedule this season. It's their schedule, and it's the fact that I think they're going to get the number one seed in the AFC, and that is obviously going to be so crucial for the Bills so that teams like Baltimore and Kansas City can go to them in the playoffs. I know Mahomes did beat them in Buffalo a couple years ago, but obviously we've seen Bills Chiefs a whole bunch more in Arrowhead than we have in Buffalo. And the Bills getting that game at home, they would much more prefer than going on the road. But look at the schedule and how it sets up for Buffalo, right? I mean, the schedule is not very hard. Yeah, you have the Ravens, you have the Chiefs, you have the Eagles on that schedule, but they have the Jets, the Dolphins, obviously, in their division. They get the NFC South, though, so they get to play the Saints, the Panthers, the Falcons, They get the Browns playing the AFC North this season as well. Easy schedule for the Bills, especially for a first-place team. But also look at the fact that just about all their toughest opponents this year, they get to play at home. The Ravens in Week 1, going to be at home. The Chiefs in Week 9, going to be at home. Two teams that they're likely battling to get that number one seed for, they get in Buffalo. So that is massive. The Eagles at the end of the year, that's going to be at home. Joe Burrow and the Bengals, that's going to be at home. Baker Mayfield and the Bucks, that's going to be at home as well. So a lot of the best quarterbacks, a lot of the best teams that they are playing this year, they play them at home, which is a big deal for the Bills. That Ravens game Week 1, even though it's Week 1, could go a long way in determining playoff seeding in the AFC. That's going to be a massive game. But after that, between the Ravens game in Week 1 and the Chiefs game in Week 9, I mean, look at the schedule that the Bills have, right? Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, bye week, Panthers. You're telling me that they couldn't go undefeated during that stretch by the time that they play Kansas City? You're telling me they couldn't be 7-0 going into that game? There's a reason they're the only team in the NFL with the win total at 12.5, and it's minus 115 to the over. The bet that I would look at with Buffalo is for them to get the number one seed at plus 220. All these teams, when they start the year, obviously have an incentive to win their division, and when you're a team as good as Buffalo with Super Bowl aspirations, and to get the number one seed. So I think the Bills, the focus for them, having an easy schedule going up against some of these teams where they're going to be big favorites, is knowing they can't let up. They got to get that number one seed. I think they will. I like him at plus 220. I like him to win the Super Bowl, obviously, as well, at plus 700. It's the last year of Highmark Stadium in Buffalo. They got Hard Knocks there. It just feels like maybe all the stars are aligning this year for the Bills, and they finally get it done. So Buffalo is my pick this year to win the Super Bowl. I think they get the number one seed, and the reason I really like them so much is because of that schedule, and they get just about all their toughest opponents at home. The Ravens and Chiefs are at home, which is massive, and they got an easy schedule. They can do some damage and probably win 13, 14 games this season. So Buffalo, my pick to win the Super Bowl for the upcoming season. All right, it's a Monday. Let's get into some of my favorite bets, bet now games that I would look at for Week 1 in the college football season. I got four of them for you guys already. Let's start on Thursday night. We got Wyoming taking on Akron with a total of 50.5. Now, why do I like this game? I like the over because of both offenses and fading both defenses. So Ben Finley is the quarterback for the Akron Zips, and he's one of the best quarterbacks in the MAC conference. Their head coach is Joe Moorhead. You might remember him as the OC from Oregon, also was the head coach at Mississippi State. He's a good offensive mind, and his team can put up some points, and he's got a good quarterback again in Ben Finley. And then on the other side, Wyoming returns 9 starters on the offensive side of the ball. They got a second-year head coach, Jay Sewell, who's taken over for Craig Bohl, who was there for a number of years. And they went a little more up-tempo last year. Now year two of that and returning 9 starters, I expect their offense to put up some points. And then on the defensive side of the ball for both teams, defensively, Wyoming's only returning 3 starters this season. Akron is only returning 2 starters this season. So I get a good quarterback with Akron. I get 9 returning starters with Wyoming and an improved offense. And then on defense, I got a whole lot of new faces and new guys playing on that side of the ball. I think the total is still a little too low at 50.5. When we think Wyoming, we think defense, low scoring, run the football. I don't think this game's quite going to go that way. I think we get some points on Thursday night. I'll take over 50.5 in Akron and Wyoming. Ohio State and Texas, game of maybe the year in college football, number 1 versus number 3. If you've watched this show, you guys know all offseason I have liked Texas to win this game, certainly cover the +3. But now that at BetMGM, Ohio State is down to minus 120, I think I like the Buckeyes now to win this game against Texas. Now, you guys know me. I bet numbers and not teams. And if the number's good enough, I'm going to bet whoever that team is. And at +3, obviously I like Texas. Now that we're down to minus 120 on the money line, I'm kind of liking Ohio State. And again, I liked Texas earlier this offseason. Ohio State's bringing in 2 new coordinators, right? They're fresh off the national championship. They're starting a true freshman quarterback. It's a revenge game for Texas. Sark's teams have been so good early on in these non-conference matchups. But now that we're at minus 120 for Ohio State, and I think about you know, Ryan Day's teams the last couple years, and when people have been underestimating them, and when it feels like everybody wants to fade Ohio State, that's when they tend to play their best. In the college football playoff, nobody wanted them against Tennessee. They smash them. Everybody was wondering why they were favored against Oregon in the Rose Bowl. They smash them. A couple years ago, Penn State goes into Columbus. Everybody thinks James Franklin's finally going to get his win over Ohio State. Buckeyes take care of business. Texas becoming a little bit too trendy, and the line has moved down to a point now where I want to take Ohio State money line at minus 120. Next up, give me Virginia Tech +7.5 against South Carolina on Sunday. I think the Hokies are live in this game on the money line. Virginia Tech, South Carolina is just the kind of game I look for in week one of college football, where you have a South Carolina team that everybody is high on going into the season, right? One of the best quarterbacks in Lenora Sellers. They closed the season super hot. They got returning guys, and a lot of people think they're going to be really good. Meanwhile, for Virginia Tech, they really disappointed last season. People thought they could be a contender in the ACC. They end up going 6-7, but Brent Pry's on the hot seat this year. His quarterback, Kyron Jones, is back. And their team, I think, is going to be better than people give them credit for. Virginia Tech lost last season on the road at Vanderbilt when they were 2-touchdown favorites. And I promise you, they remember that, and they want to make sure they start the season a lot faster this year. I think that game's going to be close. I think the Hokies have a chance of pulling off the upset. Give me Virginia Tech +7.5. And then finally, under 58.5 in TCU in North Carolina on Monday night. Been talking about it with Belichick and UNC all offseason. How I want to bet North Carolina early in the year is taking their unders. No idea what to expect. No idea what the Belichick experiment in Chapel Hill is going to look like. But what I do know is that Bill knows defense, and he's going to have his team ready on that side of the ball. So I like under 58.5 in TCU and UNC. All right, you read on YouTube, why would this year be different for the Bills, PJ? Read again. I think it's because Josh Allen and the Bills have never had the number one seed in the AFC. They've never had the one seed, and I think having that is going to change things. I just feel like it's a little bit of a down year, too, for the Chiefs. They've been there three straight years. I mean, they just can't keep getting back every single year. Maybe they can, because it's Mahomes and Andy Reid. But I think this is an opening for Baltimore or Buffalo to take advantage. I trust the Bills more than the Ravens, so that's why I like the Bills. And then also, Royals money line or over under Kansas City and Chicago, first five at 4.5. That White Sox offense has been on fire. I'd probably look at that first five over at 4.5. All right, let's talk some SEC bets real quick here on Send It In. Four win totals that I like in the SEC this season. We'll start with Alabama over 9.5 wins. I think they lose at Georgia and at Auburn, but I think that's it. I think they get to 10 wins. As talented a team as any that we have in college football this season, I think DeBoer gets the tie to double-digit wins. Florida under 7.5 wins at plus 125. Gators have so much talent, and Lagway is one of the best quarterbacks in the entire country, but the schedule is ridiculous for Florida. They have three games that you look at and you're like, yeah, they're going to win those. They play Long Island, USF, and Mississippi State all at home. Outside of that, though, you guys, they got to play LSU, Miami, A&M, Ole Miss this season on the road, and then they get FSU, Tennessee, Texas, and then at home in Georgia, out in Jacksonville. Brutal schedule for Florida. I'm taking under at minus 125. Missouri, a team that we did not preview this year on Send It In, but a team that I think could be sneaky out of the SEC. I like them over 7.5 wins at plus 115. Missouri's going to have one of the best defenses in college football this year. They just return about everybody from last year. They lost nobody to the NFL. Bo Prabula transferred in from Penn State to be their quarterback. Keep an eye on Mizzou. And then Kentucky, under 4.5 wins at minus 110. I look at Kentucky's schedule, two games that I pick out where I'm like, they're going to win those. Everything else, I don't know. Zach Calzada was just the name their starter this year. He's not good. I think Kentucky maybe wins three or four games this year. I'll take their under at 4.5. SEC championship pick is going to be the Georgia Bulldogs. Why? They have Bama, Texas, and Ole Miss at home this year. They're going to win two of those games at least, get the tiebreakers, go to Atlanta, and win another SEC title. Ole Miss to make the college football playoff, I'd look at them at plus 210. I'd also look at Austin Simmons to win the Heisman Trophy at 40-1. I'm just taking the upside with Austin Simmons. Is he's as good as I think he could be? Keep an eye on Ole Miss this season. And then the only team I would bet out of the SEC to win the national title, that would be Alabama at 10-1 at the current price. Again, I think the Tide might be as talented as anybody. Year two with DeBoer, he made the title game with Washington in year two. And if Ty Simpson's as good as what I've been hearing out of camp so far, keep an eye out for Alabama. All right, real quick, BetMGM promo, and then we wrap up the show. Any sport parlay boost token that you guys need to take account of, BetMGM account holders will receive an any sport parlay boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the parlay boost token hits. Tokens can be found on parlays and short game parlays. Let's wrap up the show. PJ's plays going streaking today. I'm taking Lars Nootbaar against Mitch Keller, 9 for 23 in his career against Keller. Austin Simmons to win the Heisman Trophy, 40-1. That is going to be my prop lock. Give me the Reds and Hunter Green today, my dog of the day at plus 120 against the Dodgers. And then give me the Mets, minus 105 against the Phillies today. Christopher Sanchez against Kodai Senga. Mets nearly a pick 'em. I'll take New York at minus 105. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Tomorrow we talk Utah and more college football. We'll see you then. Have a great rest of your day.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.